Why is there so much misery in the world? By Ray Pomper. This is a question that I hear all the time. The answer is so simple that it's hard to believe. The reason there is so much misery and problems in the world is, believe it or not, people. That's right. People. This is like the number one question that people, who are not Christians, will use in their argument. As to why they don't believe in God. Why is there so much misery and pain in the world, they proclaim? It wasn't always like this, my friend. There was once this utopia that our angry friends and liberals speak of, but it was in the beginning of creation. This is the same utopia or Garden of Eden that they try to rebuild by force and revolution. There is just one thing preventing them from getting there. The X factor that they seem to ignore. It's called sin. This is what destroyed our relationship with God in the first place. This is what destroyed our peace. This was the beginning of misery. Our separation from God has all but cut off our communication with Him. You choose whether to follow God or not. He won't force you to do anything you don't want to. It's called free will. My friend, the consequences of your decision is in your hands. There are a lot of bad people in the world, and they follow different gods made of gold and silver and promises made by unclean spirits that lie and deceive. Some people will do anything for the promise of power, or fame, and it comes at a cost. A lot of times it comes at the expense of other people. Fortunately, God gave us a way out. He didn't leave you out in the cold, because fortunately the scriptures say that John 3:16, one of the most quoted scriptures in the world. For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son. That whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have eternal life. 1 Timothy 2:5 For there is one God, and one mediator, between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. John 8:42. For I proceeded forth, and came from God, nor have I come of myself. But He sent me. John 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Yes. God Himself came to this earth, manifested in the flesh and died for you as a sacrificial lamb for your sins. When Jesus walked the earth, He said that His kingdom was not of this world. John 18:36. Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight." He also said that the kingdom of God has come upon you. Matthew 12:28. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. This means that you are given power and gifts of the Spirit to overcome this world. And when you do, you will reign with Him in His kingdom. The real utopia will only come when Jesus returns. Revelation 21 2-7. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne, saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and He will dwell among them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself will be among them, and He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will no longer be any death, there will no longer be any mourning, or crying, or pain, the first things have passed away." So why is there so much pain and misery on the earth? You can't always blame the prince of the power of the air. You have to take responsibility and own up to it. When you accept Jesus Christ, the Son of God, into your life, you are no longer of this world. You are in this world, but you are no longer part of it. You inherited a kingdom, because you are now a child of God. A king's son or daughter, and as such you are no longer poor or destitute or afraid, because you will enter into your Father's house and live there forever. This is His promise, and God cannot lie. John 14:2. In my Father's house are many mansions, if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you.